I'm Mike Richards, the executive producer of Jeopardy. Over the weekend, we lost our beloved host, Alex Trebek. This is an enormous loss for our staff and crew, for his family, and for his millions of fans. He loved this show and everything it stood for. In fact, he taped his final episodes less than 2 weeks ago. He will forever be an inspiration for his constant desire to learn, his kindness, and for his love of his family. We will air his final 35 episodes as they were shot. That's what he wanted. On behalf of everyone here at Jeopardy, thank you for everything, Alex. This is Jeopardy.
Here are today's contestants. A data scientist from Costa Mesa, California, Ben Lewis. A urologist originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Monisha Crissell. And our returning champion, a musician and teacher from San Francisco, California, Andrew Chaikin, whose one day cash winnings total $21,601. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, we are still in our COVID-19 protective mode. It's been going well for us so far, and we want to keep everyone safe, so we will continue in that way. Manisha and Ben, welcome aboard. Good luck. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. First round of play, as you know, has one daily double, and here are the categories. Starting off with podcasts. Very popular these days. The bookcase. Next, what the blank? Followed by M&Ms. Each correct response will begin with the letter M, will end with an M, and will have an N somewhere in between. Then we're going to spend a day at the races and a night at the opera. Andrew, you start.
M&Ms 1000.
As opposed to albinism, this hereditary condition allows for darker pigmentation. Andrew?
What is melanism?
You got it.
M&Ms 800.
Jesse Ventura said, WikiLeaks exists because this media haven't done their job. Andrew?
What is mainstream?
Yes.
M&M 600.
Used in photography, it has atomic number 12. Andrew?
What is magnesium?
Right.
M&M's 400.
I'm fond of the one seen here. It was made for me. Manisha?
What is a monogram?
Yes.
M&M's 200.
It's a period of 1,000 years. Andrew?
What is a millennium?
Correct.
What the blank? 800.
A documentary about this game show, hosted by Gene Rayburn and later Alec Baldwin, is subtitled Behind the Blank. Andrew?
What is Match Game?
Yes.
What the blank 600?
This phrase, meaning to be failed by your memory, probably comes from a lottery where losing tickets had nothing written on them. Andrew?
What is Draw a Blank?
Yes.
What the blank 1000?
John Milton used this unrhymed pentameter in Paradise Lost. Andrew?
What is blank verse?
Correct.
The bookcase, 800.
This colorful boy detective solved many crimes, like the case of the stolen diamonds. Manisha?
What is Encyclopedia Brown?
Right.
The bookcase for 600.
The interpretation of murder finds this Austrian and Carl Jung caught up in a Manhattan murder mystery. Ben?
Who's Freud?
Good, you're on the board.
Bookcase 1000.
This, Mary Shelley's middle name, is the name of a detective agency in which a young Mary solves cases. Andrew?
What is Wollstonecraft?
Yes.
What the blank 400?
Standard versions of this board game have two blank tiles that can be any letter, but are worth 0 points. Ben?
What is Scrabble?
Right.
Podcast 1000.
Turns out this TBS late night show host needs a friend. Malcolm Gladwell and Tina Fey were happy to oblige. Ben?
Who is Conan O'Brien?
Yes.
Podcast 800.
Start counting Scoville's as the podcast about this food heats up on It Burns. Ben?
What are peppers?
Chili peppers, yeah.
Podcast 600.
We Crashed looks at this office-sharing company that had a rough month in 2019 when it lost $37 billion in valuation. Ben?
What is WeWork?
You got it, and that takes you up to $3,400. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, though.
Allegations of dangerous mold infesting a school. Tonight at 10. Allegations of dangerous mold infesting a school.
We had mold all over the desk. We had mold growing in the flag.
Yet teachers say Baltimore County Schools has done nothing to clean it up.
The story needs to be told. You know, it needs to be told. There needs to be accountability.
Fox 45 News Project Baltimore investigates. Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
Ben Lewis is a data scientist who also volunteers at a domestic parrot rescue. Are we talking about people who get these parrots as pets, then leave the cage door open and the door to the house open and the birds escape and they get injured?
Yeah, that can happen sometimes. We try to take in the parrots, rehome and rehabilitate them and reunite them with their owners.
So you do try to get them back to their proper owners?
Yeah, absolutely, when possible. All right.
And then you scold them.
Yeah, all education right. is a big part.
Manisha Crissell, originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico, a urologist. There aren't that many women urologists, are there?
That's correct. Only about 8% of urologists are women.
Do you get a lot of side glances, people looking at you when you tell them what you do?
I do, because I think a lot of people don't really know what it's all about. But 40% of the patients are women. More of that is, of course, for me.
So. Do you treat men also?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
Good for you. Andrew Chaikin is our champion. He's from San Francisco. Now, we talked last week about your talent as a vocal percussionist, but that's not just a hobby. You have opened for some very famous people.
Yes, I've been lucky enough to open for folks like James Brown and Ray Charles. Opening for James Brown and meeting him is one of the high points of my life. Now the second highest point in my life.
You're very kind. All right, let's get right back into this. Ben gave me the last correct response, so go ahead and make a selection.
A Day at the Races, 800.
The tradition of the yellow jersey being awarded during this race began in 1919. Yellow was the color of the newspaper that sponsored it. Andrew.
What is the Tour de France?
You are correct.
Day at the Races, 600.
In 2012, the Maryland Racing Commission shaved 1 2/5 seconds off Secretariat's 1973 win, setting a new record for this Triple Crown race. Andrew.
What is the Preakness?
You got it.
Day at the Races, 1,000.
As a rookie in 2007, Lewis Hamilton finished only 1 point behind season champ Kimi Raikkonen in this alphanumeric auto racing class. Ben.
What is F1?
Right.
Day at the Races, 400.
It took 3 days of looking at news picks, but Lee Petty was finally named the winner of the first 500 at this Florida Speedway in 1959. Andrew.
What is Daytona?
Yes.
Night at the Opera, 600.
Answer. Daily Double. Took us a while to find it, and you can benefit the most because you have the most money.
I will bet $3,000.
All right. The name of this famed opera house in Milan, built by Maria Theresa in the 1770s, translates to the staircase.
What is La Scala?
You are correct, and you've added to your lead. Go again.
The bookcase, 400.
This lady who lived in the British village of St. Mary Mead solved the murder at the vicarage. Andrew?
Who is Marple?
Jane Marple, yes.
Podcast, 400.
Fiasco examined the issues that played out during the election in 2000 between these two politicians. Ben?
Who are Bush and Gore?
Right.
Podcast 200.
This science guy is on a mission to change the world and takes your questions on science rules. Ben.
Who is Bill Nye?
Yep.
Night at the Opera, 1000.
The King's Aria to a Tree is a highlight of Handel's Circe, about the Persian king better known as this. And it even looks like it. Xerxes. Back to you, Ben.
Night at the Opera, 800.
In a Samuel Barber opera, you know that this queen is about to die when a man enters carrying a basket of figs. Ben.
Who's Cleopatra?
Correct.
Night at the Opera, 400.
Opera hits a real low note, a D, in an aria by Osman, a role for this vocal range in Mozart's Abduction from the Seraglio. Ben.
What is a baritone?
No. Manisha.
What is a bass?
Yes.
Night of the Opera 200.
After his U.S. debut with Joan Sutherland in 1965, this bearded Italian tenor hit the high seas as Tonio in La Fille du Régiment. Andrew.
It was Pavarotti.
Correct.
What the blank 200?
Literally, it's a bank draft that is signed, but with the amount left empty. Ben.
What is a blank check?
Yep.
Day of the race is 200.
On May 3rd, 2008, this Jamaican ran a 100 meters in 9.76. A few weeks later, he shaved .04 to set the world record. Andrew?
It was Bolt.
Usain Bolt. And now the last clue in the bookcase. In Tropic of Fear, Nancy Drew met up with these brothers for a Hawaiian-themed mystery. Andrew?
Were the Hardy Boys.
You got them. And you still have that commanding lead. Manisha, you're going first, though, in Double Jeopardy, which begins right after this.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
Champion Andrew Chaikin has gotten off to a very good start to begin the week. Let's see if Monisha can catch up in this round. Here are the categories. Historic names. Acronyms. Among the 10 largest islands. Followed by movie bios. Symbols. And then we hear from the newest member of the Jeopardy team.
To be a Jeopardy champion, you have to know something about everything. Today I'll test your knowledge of marine biology.
Monisha, off you go.
Acronyms for 400.
The creator of this type of animated online file intended it to sound like the peanut butter brand. Andrew?
What is a GIF?
Yes.
Acronym 1600.
Drake's song The Motto helped popularize this acronym, telling us to go for what we want. Manisha?
What is YOLO?
YOLO, you only live once. Yes.
Acronyms 1200.
You might want to wear a wetsuit if you do this type of underwater diving. Manisha.
What is scuba?
Correct.
Acronyms 2000.
This acronymic period takes up about 25% of our sleep time and is when we have our most vivid dreams. Ben.
What is REM?
Yes.
Movie bio 1600.
1993. Liam Neeson as this German industrialist who saved Jews during World War II. Andrew.
Who is Schindler?
Oscar Schindler. Correct.
Bios 1200.
In the Motorcycle Diaries, Gael García Bernal as this revolutionary. Ben.
Who is Che Guevara?
Good.
Movie bios 2000.
In 12 Years a Slave, Chiwetel Ejiofor as this free black man sold into slavery. And the character was Solomon Northup. Back to you, Ben.
Largest islands for 2000.
Brunei is located on its northern coast. Manisha.
What is Borneo?
Right.
Island 1600.
At number 10, Ellesmere Island covers about 75,000 square miles in this ocean. That would be the Arctic Ocean up in Canada. Back to you, Manisha.
1,200 islands.
A silhouette of this second largest island kind of looks like a bird in flight. Ben.
What is Guinea? What is New Guinea?
New Guinea, right.
Largest islands for 800.
Answer. Really double. And the lead is now within reach for you.
6,000.
Oh, boy. All right. Here's the clue. It's the only one of the 10 that's part of Africa.
What is Madagascar?
You are right, and you are in the lead. Go again.
Symbols, 1,200.
This baby animal represents Jesus, the sacrifice offered for man's sins. Andrew.
What is lamb?
Lamb of God, yes.
Symbol 1600.
An ancient symbol, the Ouroboros, is this animal with its tail in its mouth. It is continually devouring itself and reborn from itself. Andrew?
What is a snake?
Correct.
Symbols 2000.
The first three letters of this Eastern symbol are represented by the tiger. The last four by the dragon. Andrew?
What is yin-yang?
Good.
Acronyms 800.
Admin Arthur Meyerhoff got his initials in the name of this cooking spray. Andrew?
What is Pam?
Product of Arthur Meyerhoff. Yeah.
Historic names 1200.
Leading the Spartan forces, Lysander defeated the Athenian navy, ending this war in 405 BC. Ben?
What is the Peloponnesian?
Correct.
Historic name, 16.
Answer there. The other daily double. And you are once again within reach of the lead.
5,000, please.
Five, all right. In 1781, this German philosopher published his Critique of Pure Reason. Because he could.
Who is Kant?
Kant is right. Go again.
Historic names, 2,000.
Prior to David Cameron, the last British Prime Minister named David was this man who led his country during World War I. And his name was David Lloyd George. Ben.
Ken Jennings for 800.
All right. Go, Ken.
Though its name is a byword for crowding, this fish is vulnerable to steep reductions in numbers. Overfishing closed the famed Cannery Row. And in 2014, its Pacific grounds were closed after its population was reduced by about 90%.
Ben?
What is a sardine?
Yes.
Jennings for 1,200.
This cartilaginous fish, with a barbed tail and its mouth on its underside, lives on the ocean bottom. Its relative, the manta ray, is found in open waters. So I wonder how the classic marine biology text, Rock Lobster by the B-52s, can possibly have them swimming together.
And we're talking this time about the stingray, not the manta ray. Back to you, Ben.
Marine biologist for 16.
Ken?
Some species of shrimp dig burrows that provide shelter for goby fish, which in turn act as lookouts for the nearly blind shrimp. It's an example of mutualism. Which of the main types of this relationship is the one where both parties benefit?
Manisha?
What is symbiosis?
Yes.
Symbols for 800.
The diminutive of star gives this keyboard symbol its name. Manisha?
What is an asterisk?
Good.
Movie bios 800.
2000. Ed Harris as this drip painter. Manisha?
Who's Jackson Pollock?
You got him.
Ken Jennings, 2000.
Marine biology with a touch of military history. During World War II, Scripps Institution of Oceanography scientists identified a crustacean whose noises were interfering with the detection of these enemy vessels.
Andrew.
What are submarines?
Yes.
Historic names, 800.
During a historic visit to China in 1972, President Nixon met with this Communist Party leader. Ben.
Who is Mao?
Yes.
Historic names, 400.
She united Castile with Aragon when she married Ferdinand V in 1469. Ben.
Who is Isabella?
Right.
Islands for four?
With an area of about 840,000 square miles, it's the world's largest island. Ben.
What is Australia?
No. Manisha?
What is Greenland?
Correct.
Symbols, 400.
The glyph that symbolizes this sign of the zodiac represents ripples of water. Andrew.
What is Aquarius?
Correct.
Movie bios, 400.
2005, Joaquin Phoenix as this country music sensation. Andrew.
It was Cash.
Johnny Cash. Yep.
And Jennings, 400.
The giant larvation, which looks like a tadpole surrounded by a balloon of mucus, helps battle climate change. Disproportionate to its small size, the gelatinous animals with their protein and cellulose snot palaces have helped the ocean remove this planet-warming gas from the atmosphere.
Ben?
What is carbon dioxide?
Correct. And with that, you wind up at 24,200. But look at Manisha, 10,000. Somebody, we hope, is going to go home with a lot of money today. It all depends on your wagers and how you do with this subject. Word origins. Think about it. We'll be back in a moment, folks.
An after-school program to keep kids out of trouble gets kicked out of their building. Why the city of Baltimore is getting the blame for what could end the program. Allegations of dangerous mold infesting a school.
We had mold all over the desk.
Fox 45 News Project Baltimore investigates.
This 13th century explorer of Asia joins in playing the kids' game named for him in a Geico ad. Who is Marco Polo? Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
First category of the week for Final Jeopardy, word origins. And players, here's your clue. This word for a type of building or institution comes from Greek for a place sacred to a mythical group of nine. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Oh, Ben, it didn't come to you till quite late. We'll come to you in just a little bit. We start with Manisha. She had 10,000. She was in third place and wrote down, what is a pantheon? Not a bad guess, but incorrect. So it'll cost you nothing. You remain at 10,000. Andrew wrote down his response immediately. He got it, I believe, and he got it right. What is museum? The mythical group of nine, the muses. And you're going to do something to your score. You're going to add 2,199, a modest wager, but putting you in the lead. Now, as I said, Ben was troubled by this until the very last second and then wrote down, what is a museum? And did he risk enough? Take a look. 20,201. That's a 44,401 payday to start the week. What a way to do it. Great game. Thanks to all three of you. Hope you folks enjoyed it as well. We'll see you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.